You must have seen videos and pictures of Pangong Lake in Ladakh, surrounded by crystal blue waters and tall snow-covered mountains. It looks peaceful, right? But behind that beauty, something big and serious is happening. Something that could change India's security situation forever. Today, we are going to learn about a military move that China has made right across our border. The construction of a brand new high-tech air defense site near Pangong So Lake. Now, this isn't just another building site. According to new satellite images, China is setting up a fully advanced missile defense base with radar systems, barracks, command centers, and most importantly, retractable roof shelters to hide missiles. Yes, retractable roofs, like a garage door that opens when it's time to fire a missile and closes back instantly. Let's go step by step, because understanding this story is like connecting the dots in a very strategic puzzle. So the information comes from a US-based geospatial intelligence firm called All Source Analysis. Their satellite images show something we have never seen before at this scale near the LAC. A massive military complex with everything from soldier housing to radar stations, ammo depots and launch bays. And those launch bays are the real deal. They are concealed, meaning the missiles, most likely the long-range HQ-9 surface-to-air missiles, are stored safely inside. When needed, the roof slides open, the missile is raised, fired, and then the roof shuts again. Simple but deadly. In short, China is making sure its missile systems can't be seen, can't be easily targeted, and can fire at any time. Now let me talk about the geography, because in the Himalayas, location is strategy. Here is the Pangong So Lake. This black line is the McMahon Line, LSC, actual border. Pangong Lake is roughly about 150 kilometers east from the town of Leh by road. You can call it Pangong Lake or Pangong So, it's the same thing. So means lake in Tibetan language. Now where does the water in the lake come from? Glaciers from the nearby mountains melt and keeps feeding into the Pangong Lake. If you look at the location of this lake, it lies in between India and China, wherein 1/3 of the lake is in India and 2/3 is in China. You see this black line, this is the McMahon Line or the LAC. India claims its border till the black line. You see this red line, China claims its border till this red line. As you can see, all the 8 finger points, if you carefully look at them, if you pay attention to these mountain ridges, they represent the shape of human fingers. That's how they are named as finger points. You will notice finger points 1, 2, 3 lies on the western side of the red line. Finger 4 is on the red line, and I've told you red line is the border line claimed by China. Likewise, finger points 5, 6, 7, 8 lies in between the red line and the black line. Actually, finger 8 is very close to the black line. The 2020 clash between Indian and Chinese troops occurred at finger 4 of the lake. The Chinese have built few military posts in several parts between finger 4 and 8. So this new air defense site that China has built is about 110 kilometers from the 4th main clash points of the 2020 standoff. That means it is somewhere in this area. The second site is even more interesting, Gar County, about 65 kilometers from the line of actual control. Why is that critical? Because Gar County directly faces India's Nyoma airfield. It is an airbase India has been upgrading to strengthen our rapid deployment and airstrike capability in Ladakh. So think about it. India strengthens Nyoma to protect our skies, and China counters it by setting up a long-range missile defense right across from it. It's like a chessboard. Every move has a counter move. Together, these two sites form an integrated air defense network. In simple words, China is creating a wall in the sky, a defense shield that can detect, track, and shoot down anything flying over this region. Now, here is where it gets really interesting. Why is everyone talking about these retractable roofs? Because they represent a complete shift in strategy. Earlier, missile systems were mostly placed out in the open, easy to spot, easy to target. But now with these hardened shelters, everything stays hidden, invisible to satellites and drones. There are three big reasons why this matters. Number one, concealment. India's surveillance can't easily locate or identify what's inside. Now without that information, striking back becomes very difficult. Reason number two, protection. These shelters are strong, resistant to bomb blast or missile strikes. So China's assets survive longer even in a war. And reason number three, control of airspace. With systems like HQ-9, China can create what's called an A2AD bubble, anti-access area denial, meaning if any Indian aircraft enters that zone, it's immediately at risk. It's like putting an invisible fence in the sky, just like how the Russians have done in Syria. This clearly shows China isn't preparing for short-term skirmishes anymore. It's building for the long game. permanent infrastructure, long-range defense systems, and strategic readiness all point to one thing. China plans to stay prepared for high-intensity conflict in the Himalayas. And this is where the timing becomes very important. While China is building permanent military infrastructure right along our border, inside India, the debate around Ladakh statehood is heating up again. Now here's the thing. When you look at how aggressively China is militarizing its site, it becomes clear why Ladakh's direct control by the central government is strategically crucial. If Ladakh becomes a separate state, every major military decision, whether it's building new airfields, deploying missiles, or upgrading radar networks, would have to go through another layer of state politics, bureaucracy, and approvals. That slows everything down. That is why it is not the right time to complicate Ladakh's governance structure. And yet you see people like Sonam Wangchuk protesting, demanding statehood. Many call him an intellectual, an environmentalist, a voice of Ladakh. But if he truly understands geopolitics, shouldn't he also understand what's happening just across the LSE? China is building permanent hardened defenses, preparing for the long run. And here an Indian citizen is protesting against his own government at such a sensitive moment. It raises a genuine question, whose agenda is being served here? Because whether it is development, environment, or local representation, everything takes a backseat when national security is at stake. When China is militarizing Pangong and Gar County, India cannot afford distractions or divided control in Ladakh. So let's step back and look at the bigger picture. China is changing the game in Ladakh, quietly, strategically, and permanently. It's building a fortress on the roof of the world. For India, it means two things. Number one, vigilance. Strengthening our surveillance and staying alert to every move across the LSE. And point number two, unity and clarity. Ensuring our internal politics doesn't slow down national defense. Because this isn't just a border dispute anymore. It's about who controls the narrative, the timing, and the future of the Himalayas. So yes, Pangong Lake looks calm and beautiful, but beneath that calm water, there is tension. And if India wants to stay strong on the roof of the world, we cannot afford to let internal noise take over external danger. I hope you found this video informative, and I'll see you in the next one.